Good evening. This is Wednesday night. Well, I lost 3 days to wait for winning Facebook present from the CEO of Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, okay. Anyway, don't worry about it. And let's keep up our courage and to thinking in English every day. Imitation. Let's nightingales singing in the garden. Oh, that's Stein imitation. He can imitate birds' calls. Immediately. Oh, the boy, I've got his answer already. Oh, he's a good correspondent. He answers immediately. Immense is Mount McKinley, a very large mountain. Oh, yes, it's immense. Oh, he doesn't look like our billionaire, does he? No, he doesn't, but it's a real fact that he has an immense amount of money. Immigrant. Which do you mean by Nisei? Nisei are American citizens whose parents are Japanese immigrants. immigrate. Were you born in the United States? No, my parents and I immigrated into the States from Norway after the war. Impartial. Stop their quarrel, will you, Daddy? Okay, but it's pretty hard to be impartial. Imitation. Can you wait until Christmas? No, I'm imitation to see what's in the box. It has come all the way from France. Import. His opinion is nonsense. I don't like him. Don't import your personal feelings into his discussion. Importance. He has a secretary general, is he? I thought he was something, but didn't think he was a man of such a great importance. Important. Can't you talk about it here? No, sir. It's very important and personal. Imposition. Mrs. Scott, I'll take Susie to the bedroom. Oh, thanks, but we can't impose on you in the middle of the play. No, imposition. No imposition at all. I've got to go there anyway. Impossible. I don't think it's so difficult. Why don't you try it again? I tried it several times already. It's impossible for me to pass the exam. Impress. Did you like his speech? More than like it. I was deeply impressed by his inspiring speech. His inspiring speech impression. Oh, I wish I could go home right now. Don't tell me that's your first impression of our country. No, no, I just miss rice and Mr. Shiro. Improve. Mrs. Smith, you should have said, if I had had money yesterday's instead of if I had had, am I right? Very good, Mr. Yamada. You have improved our English very much. Is he still in bed, doctor? Yes, but he is rapidly improving. Maybe he can leave the hospital next month. Improvement. Are you getting any good results of the experiments? Unfortunately, only minor improvements so far. Impulse. You should be very careful with him. Why? He doesn't everything on impulse. In. I didn't see any light in your room. I was all in, so I hit the hay pretty early. It's very warm in here, isn't it? Yes, it really is. I don't want to go out. Mother, June and Kate are coming over. How soon? In an hour or so, in all. How many students are there in the class? 15 boys and 16 girls. 31 in all. In fact, are you interested in music? Yes, in fact, I have been taking piano lessons these 10 years. Incident. What was Mary excited about? Just a little incident. Tom and Sam were playing catch and their ball hit Miss White in the waist. She's Tom's teacher. Incidentals. What's this $100 for? It's for incidentals. We had to spend so much for things we hadn't expected at all. Include. Would you press read this letter of application? I'd like to have your opinions. I think it's too short. You should include much more information about your work experience.
Incognito.
Nobody knew that the president was traveling Japan. Literally, no reporters could catch him. Gee, he sure is an expert in traveling incognito. Income. How big is daddy's income? A good $10,000 a year. Why do you ask?
Inconsistent.
She says she didn't go to New York last month. She told me she did. That's funny. What she says often inconsistent. Inconvenient. Well, let me see. I wish I could go back. Okay, don't worry. If it's inconvenient to you, I'll change my plan. Incorrect. I went to the gym yesterday evening, but nobody was there. Of course, no. The dance was on Friday. Who gave you that incorrect information? Increase. I don't think we still need immigration. Well, our population isn't on the increase, but there are still too many people in our country. Automobiles have been increasing in the number recently, haven't they? Yes, they have. We need better roads. I didn't know that your town was so affluent. We were badly off until 20 years ago, but since then, our city has been increasing in wealth. Indeed. Boss spoke very highly of you, Jack. Oh, indeed. Independence. Do you need your parents' permission? Can't you decide it by yourself? I wish I could be like you. You want your independence from your parents. Independent. Bob and Kate going to get married? They should wait until they finish college, but they are not kids anymore, and both are entirely independent of us. Indian. You were very noisy today, sure. We were praying Indians. Why didn't you join us? Indicate. How can you tell it will rain tomorrow? It's a nice day today. Look at those clouds covering the mountain top. They're incredible rain. They indicate rain. Indifference. Bob doesn't show any interest in me these days. Is that right? His indifference to everything worries me. Something must have happened. Indifferent. Doesn't Billy play with these toys? I bought for his birthday. Not too much, dear. He's rather indifferent to those things. He's growing out of them. Indignant. I saw those big boys hitting this little boy. No wonder his mother was very indignant. Okay, thank you very much for listening. And our happy English with our hearts, a lot with our hearts, okay? Oh, okay, thank you. Have a good night's sleep. Bye now.